Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny. Hello, Benny.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back.
Good to be back. And of course, we're here with Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she's a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System. It's a form of muscle testing your body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are. Then she recommends a whole food nutrition product specifically designed for you and you alone, which you take, gets into the body, repairs, supports, and brings your body back into balance. She's had her office in Issaquah since 1982. For those of you who may be new to the show, she is my mom. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Nancy.
And today we are talking about emotions and how they affect your body and also how they affect your heart energy. And Mary Jane will be taking your calls. So if you have a question about anything, it could be about you, it could be about a pet, family member, whatever it is, I say take advantage of this time and give Mary Jane a call and get those questions answered. You can call us at 1-800-930-2819. And with that, Mom.
Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Mom. Oh, it's been a crazy morning.
Well, I've had a lot of, we've talked about this topic
recently
before. But it keeps coming up, and it keeps coming up in the office, and people want to hear more about it and want to learn a little more to understand it better. So that's why we're going in that direction. Also, we're going to specifically talk about how the emotions affect your heart, because this is a major thing I see every day when when something happens in your life. And you take an emotional hit to your heart, energetically, your heart will go in low gear. Your heart should score between a 12 and a 15. When you take an emotional hit, the heart goes to a 7 and just stays at that 7. So now you can be a little more tired. You don't have all the energy. You feel more stress and anxiety. And this can happen. People will ask, well, how does that happen? It could happen if you've had an accident. It could happen from, again, stress in your life, a job, family issues, family trauma. It could be a death. It could be just misunderstandings, families that don't get along, and parents that aren't really loving their children or children. It doesn't matter. It could be adult children, and they still can't get along with their parents because their parents, they have issues, and it's very stressful. And no matter how old you are, and unless that gets resolved, it's very difficult to deal with it.
Aren't you glad we don't have that problem?
To let that go.
No, it's true. It's hard. I mean, there's a lot of conflicts. People talk a lot, but I think parents need to listen to what their children are trying to tell them and figure it out. It's not easy being a parent. And so it's just about listening and not judging.
And emotion, feelings aren't right or wrong. They're just what they are. So it's not to take them personally, but just to listen to how people feel and be able to just listen. That's all. It's not that to make it right, not to have a right fight, so you have to defend yourself.
And it's not about blame. It's just, like you said, it's feelings. There are no right. There is no wrong. So the other person shouldn't take it personally either. It's just, let's try to figure it out, work it out, and with your help, you're able to do that on a very quick and easy.
Exactly. Well, we could do it with the people we deal with, and the thing is to teach the people we, like my clients, if they have parents or other people you can't fix or change anybody else. The only one you could take care of is yourself. And so don't try to be responsible and take others people's stuff into you, because that's what makes you sick and makes you go in the other direction.
Yeah, you can't fix other people's problems. So, and a lot of times what we'll do is we'll attract people into our lives when we're going through something, and if they seem to be super irritating, it's really not about them. It's about
what's never about them.
It's about what's going on inside of you, and why is that stirring stuff up in you? So you have to figure that out. It has nothing to do with these irritating people in your life. It has everything to
people
do with
you. People will
say,
why do I attract this sort of fellow in my life? Or why do I attract this kind of friends? And it's always about not pointing to them, but right back to you. What are you doing to attract those people?
And sometimes it's things you're not willing to look at yourself. So it's a way of maybe bringing it to your attention. Maybe I don't really think I'm all that and then some.
Well, I think the biggest thing is you don't realize that it is you. I remember when that used to happen to me, and I'd go and talk to somebody and say, this person, you know, thinking they're going to tell me why this person is so bad and why this person is so irritating. And instead, it was, no, it's not them, it's you. And I would think, oh, my gosh, you know, you don't want to hear that. But after you've heard it a few times, then when you hear it, you kind of smile, because now sometimes you forget, but you realize, oh, yeah, it's not them, it's me.
And it's interesting, because once you get the lesson and you start to change yourself by not letting those people irritate you, they go away, or whatever it is they do doesn't bother you anymore, because you've already taken care of your emotional stuff and your baggage, so it doesn't matter. It's kind of like they may still be around in your life if it's a family member, but whatever they say kind of just hits the wall and kind of bounces off, and you're just kind of like, okay.
And you're no longer taking it in, making you sick. That's the biggest thing.
Making it a big deal about you.
So I've seen people when they've had other emotional hits, for example, just being in a car accident. Being in a car accident and having the police come and be intimidated by the police and what's going on. And after that, they can't even be a passenger. They might have been the driver in that car, but now they can't even be a passenger in the car because they get such anxiety and panic attacks. And that's from that emotional experience of that accident. So I've had people that had already seen all kinds of other therapists and all kinds of other treatment, and they still were not better. They were a little better, but they were still anxious. So then I put them on nutrition, and I use Biotics Research products, which are the top of the line out there. There are no better, and we have predictable results. And when I put them on the nutrition, it's a short time where that changes. They no longer have a problem, and they're feeling good again and without the stress and anxiety.
Well, again, it's like the nutrition. People will either come to the office or call, because Mary Jane has, I'd say, most of your clients prefer to call in, and you have clients in the Pacific Northwest, but yet you have clients all over the United States. And now I just lost that thought of where.
And because of the traffic, they'd rather call in.
They'd rather call in.
Yeah. And so when, again, with the types of things I see, like people that have had babies, having a baby is really stressful on your heart. That's another way you get stress and anxiety. And when as young kids, teenagers in early 20s, I see these kids with emotional hits to their heart from the stress of just being in school and things that have happened to them. And now by the time they're 18, they have so much panic attacks and
anxiety.
Well,
they're going away for the first time.
And they just can't even function. And again, you put them, identify what it is exactly, and put them on the nutrition program, and dramatic results very quickly.
Yeah. So what I was going to say, that thought just kind of like flew out and came back in. The nutrition, a lot of people will call or come in and they'll give you all their symptoms, but you have a way of, you don't treat the symptom, you go directly to the root cause. So that's another thing that's very unique about what you do. Because people come in and say, I've got this back pain or I've got this shoulder pain. It's killing me. I don't know what it is. And a lot of times it can be your gallbladder or your kidney. Yep. Or
it's all connected.
So it's everything is connected. So by doing the muscle testing or using your intuitiveness, you get in, you find out exactly what it is, and you actually support the cause and not just dilly-dally around with the symptoms.
Yeah, we give the nutrition to heal the body and get the body functioning again. And you could have 5, 6, 7 things on your list, concerns, and just doing the first few things, your digestion, gallbladder, liver, everything can change in weeks. So, and then all the other symptoms just go away. That's why it's so much fun.
Everything just kind of goes away. Yeah. If you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, here with Benny. And, of course, Mary Jane Mack with the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System. We are going to go to the phones and talk to Carol. Hi, Carol. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Oh, hi. Hi, Mary Jane. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Yes, I have a question about one of my clients. She has 4 legs and lots of fur.
Okay.
and meows. yes, she is about 6 years old, and I don't know how long she's had this symptom, but when I went over there the other day to cat sit for them, she has on the base of her tail, I don't mean the tip, but, you know, at the end of the spine, at the base there, she's got a lot of dandruff, and it's like the fur is falling out. She won't let you go near there or even try to, you know, touch back there. And I don't know what they're doing for her, but I'm pretty concerned about that, and I wanted to see if I could maybe find out some information so I could pass it on to them. She's very, very overweight, and I don't know if this condition is just something emotional or food allergy or the fact that she can't reach back there to groom herself because of her weight.
Okay.
Or emotions may be going on in the household, you know. So
right.
What
well,
do you see?
She's got bad digestion. She's not mm-hmm. digesting, and that's probably has to do with her weight. She also
yeah.
has a really inflamed bladder. Her bladder is like an 80. It should be a 10 is normal. And that's why she's got that dandruff in that skin, because that's
yeah.
the toxins coming out because of her bladder. So,
uh-huh.
and her food probably isn't the best. When I
right.
score the food she's eating, it's only a 2. So that,
uh-huh.
that could have, so that could also affect her weight because she can't digest it. And then she already has a digestive issue, and then she's getting bad food.
What about the drains?
And then it irritates her bladder. And they also need to do their drains. Their drains
uh-huh.
in the house score 3. And, you know, that causes the bladder and the kidney issues, too.
Right.
So
but the owners, too, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's...
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's a simple thing to take care of, but it's, you got to get the whole program. You got to get the right food, got to get her on a little nutrition to clean up her stomach. And, you know, cats come along really fast. And then when you get
uh-huh.
and cats all tend to have kidney issues and bladder issues. So,
right.
Oh, poor little baby. So do their drains. So that would be the apple cider, that'd be the vinegar.
Quarter cup of baking soda and 2 cups of
vinegar down every drain.
And
then
she could give us a call. She got to check on the food. And if they want to take it further, they could give us a call and we could take care of the kitty. They don't have to bring the kitty in.
Just do a phone consultation.
It doesn't
right.
take much to pull them out of that.
Oh, good, good. If they will listen to my recommendations, that's the thing.
can't make somebody do something.
Yeah, we're answering your questions. Wherever that goes, you can give them information, but wherever it goes, that's fine.
I right. do have to say.
Yeah.
I had
another thing.
Go ahead.
Another thing I didn't mention was all they do is feed her this dry food, and I did suggest that once in a while they feed her wet food, but it doesn't. So far, they haven't done that, you know.
Yeah, well, you can't, Pete, you can't tell people what to do. They're going to do what they think is best or what they do. So
I know.
Yeah, yeah, all you could do is send positive energy to the kitty for the kitty
yeah.
to heal and be better. And that's the best you could do.
Yeah, so if you're,
yeah,
if your cat's sitting, you could do those drains.
Yeah, I could, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a simple thing that can really clear
especially
up a lot of problems.
Especially if you're staying there overnight.
Yeah. Well, I do have to say, I had cats myself. My cats lived to be
22 and 23.
And they were on the nutrition. So they were nutrition kitties.
Well, and one of them had kidney issues when she was 16, and I put her on the nutrition, and she lived to 23.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the nutrition saved the kitties. The kitties lived a long, happy, healthy life. So
there you go, Carol.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Carol.
Right now, I'll just keep sending her Reiki. That's about all I can do.
Exactly. That's the perfect thing to do.
Perfect.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carol. Well, and that's true. If again, it's like we talked about earlier. You can't make someone do something. So...
You can change the situation by just sending positive energy instead of getting on that, oh, they won't do it, they won't listen. It doesn't matter. Just send the cat positive energy. It's not it's not your responsibility, and you just let it go.
Yes, and if she is watching the kitty, she could easily go in and do all the drains.
Yeah.
Super simple, not going to, you know, intrusive on the homeowners or anything. If nothing else, it'll help the homeowners.
And what I find is when, even for my own clients, they come in and they talk about somebody else that they think I should see, somebody in their family, and I say, do not try and sell me to them. You just talk about yourself and how you feel. And then let them ask the questions and make it their idea when they're ready to come in. Then it works. But you can't force people or make people do something because you want to do it.
Oh, no. And you've talked about people, some of your clients come in, well, I'm only here because my wife sent me.
Yeah.
Said I needed to be here. And it doesn't work. You don't want to be there. So.
But a lot of times I can convert those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys just don't know what I do, the husbands sometimes. And I'll say, are you here because your wife sent you in? And then they'll kind of laugh and make it light. And once they figure out what I do, it's all okay.
Yeah.
It's all okay. Yeah.
But there are certain people who are just adamant in, you know, you can't sell them. You can't fix them.
So why don't you give out the number again?
If you have a question, give Mary Jane a call at 1-800-930-2819. And Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232.
And the call-in number is?
800-930-2819. So we're talking about the emotions and how it affects your heart energy. So I think the laws of attraction, we have to start thinking about, you need to think about what you want and willing to receive instead of if you're in a bad space.
Yeah, that's the, when people are really stuck, I mean, it's like, well, I'm really worried about my daughter. I'm really worried. I'm really concerned. Well, the more fear you have, the more they pick up on that. So it's just like the cat. You got to send positive energy to the people around you that you're concerned about or you want to help. Because, again, you can't fix it. You can't step in sometimes. But you could do that. And that it's dramatic. It makes a big difference. It's the whole energy. It's all about energy.
Well, and you have to create, remember we've talked about this, creating what you want. So if you find yourself going to that dark, oh my God, what am I going to do? You need to turn that around and be positive. So, and you also have to be willing to receive it and allowing it to come into your life and not block it. So
often people don't believe they deserve it. They don't believe that. They believe that they're stuck in something and they have never had money. They get by, but nothing changes. So they don't expect anything to be different. There's
A feeling of not deserving, not being worthy. I don't deserve this. And in a lot of the books and things, you know, Deepak Chopra, a lot of the meditations and stuff, things aren't hard. If you allow yourself, things will come to you easily without actually working hard. You just have to have that right mindset of being worthy. You are deserving, allowing it to come in, and accept it. Everybody deserves good stuff.
Well, you've got to create it. You got to create the energy to bring it in. If you're not creating, it's just like a job or a boyfriend or whatever. You have to be detailed on what you want. You can't just like, oh, I want a job and think maybe this. Then you're going to get just anything. You have to be very clear. You have to write it down. And every day you have to reevaluate that so that you and know how it feels to be in that job or in relationship. How does that make you feel? Are you happy? Are you joyful? Are you excited? Are you creative? And if you don't know what to write, you got to look it up. Look up what successful people feel like.
Well, and you just have to, you have to be that way, even though it might not be there at
exactly.
that moment. You have to, So if it's money, you have to act like you have all the money that you need and not
lack.
Yeah, not you know, be, oh, I can't afford to do this, or I can't. You just have to pretend like you have all that you need, and eventually, the more you think that and know it, you become it, and then everything comes into you.
Well, and you know that people look around at people who are like this, who talk about what they don't have, talk about what doesn't work, and how's that working for them? They're the same. So you want to look at people who are successful and have what they want in their life, and that those are the people you want to use for example. And even in a profession, what person, what does that look like? What kind of person do you admire and respect? That's what you want to go for, not where you are or the same people who are doing nothing.
The same old, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going nowhere. Okay, you are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a short break and we'll catch you on the other side.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within.
For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit gwenfox.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Mary Jane, here with Benny. And of course, I am just having a hard time today. I apologize. I don't know, it's the weather. I'd like to blame it on something.
Something.
It's just me. I can't blame it on anything. It's just me.
It's so, all good.
It's all good. I'll get it together. Okay, we're going to go to the phones.
Bonnie, go ahead.
Bonnie is on the line. Mm-hmm. Mary Jane, Bonnie is on the line.
Okay.
Hey, Mary Jane. It's your miracle girl.
Hi, Bonnie. I'm glad that you called. This is Bonnie's a client of mine, and she has quite the story. And I thought it would be important for everyone to hear her story because it's pretty exciting. So go, Bonnie.
Okay.
Take your time. Well, at the beginning.
Okay. 4.5 years ago, my husband and I had retired, and we were on our dream trip across the U.S. in our RV. And we had just stopped in Georgia to visit my niece for the holidays. And I had a severe attack of ulcerated colitis, which is ulcers in your colon, which causes you to bleed, have severe diarrhea, and cramping. I was hospitalized for 2 weeks, and it took them about 5 weeks to get me stabilized enough. So then we made a quick trip back across the U.S. to get back home to where we live in Washington State. And then I started being treated by a specialist there. I was treated for a couple of years, and I finally went into remission. I never did feel completely well, but the bleeding had stopped, the diarrhea had pretty much stopped, and things were going better. And then I went out of remission, and a little over a year ago, I had a terrible flare-up again, which lasted a year. And my specialist kept trying different medications and more medication and lots of prednisone. And I said I looked like a pumpkin.
So tell a little bit about your flare-up, the symptoms you had, how you felt.
I started bleeding again every day heavily. Nauseous, terrible cramping, no energy whatsoever. My hemoglobin dropped down to a 7, and I had hit rock bottom. And a friend of mine had told me about Mary Jane, and she'd been telling me about it for several years. And I just said, And then I hit rock bottom. And she said, I will drive you. And she had to drive me because at this point in my life, I had become a prisoner of my home. I could not leave the house because I had diarrhea 24/7. And I couldn't leave the house. It was impossible, and I was too weak anyhow. And so she drove me to Mary Jane, and Mary Jane got me started on her supplements and her program. And 6 months later, I am a miracle girl. I'm off medication. And within a month of being on Mary Jane's program, I had stopped bleeding. And before in the past, the only way they could get my bleeding to stop was to put me on at least 60 milligrams of prednisone, which is not good for you. And but this was done with all natural supplements, and I have continually getting stronger, and finally the diarrhea has ceased, and I turned a major corner about 2 weeks ago, and I feel like I have my life back again, and it's wonderful.
And you can do, she does dog agility, and she could leave the house, and she's about to go on a vacation.
Yes, I'm going to do my first agility trial this Saturday. I haven't been able to compete in 8 months. The last time I did an agility trial, I actually collapsed on the course.
my legs just gave away out from underneath me because I was just too weak. And I had been a national competitor. I was in great physical shape when this ulcerated colitis hit me, and that did serve me well for a while. But then, because of all the medications and stuff, my body was shot. It was shot, which was really hard. You know, athlete for so many years, to not be able to even hardly walk. And so, and now we're going to go on a family vacation to Zion National Park. And I'm excited. I'm excited.
And you, she looks absolutely wonderful. I mean, she most of the time Bonnie does phone consultations, but she came in a few weeks ago to, for some body work, and she just looks amazing. She's lost a lot of weight, but it's been good weight that when she mm-hmm. lost the weight, and she's in good physical condition now. So, and she eats the. She's a very good cook, and we helped direct her as far as the food she was on. She wasn't eating the right foods, things that were aggravating her. And so we guided her in that direction, and now she's an amazing cook and just more toward the paleo. And I wish I'd live closer to her. I'd
invite yourself over for dinner.
Yeah, she's really a good
I just made some homemade salsa. I just got done making it.
See?
My little herb garden and everything.
See, that's what you want. Yeah, she's just amazing where she's come from what she was doing that was really just aggravating everything. And, it was slow, steady progress.
Yes. My specialist and them, they do not tell you. They never, ever told me what I should eat. And this intestinal disease, it's an autoimmune disease, and it's all based around what you eat. And yet they never once ever told me what not to eat or what to eat. And Mary Jane and I, we would talk every week, and I'd say, okay, I ate this, and she goes, no. And so I'm pretty clean now, I guess.
Oh, you are. We kept fine-tuning it. We kept fine-tuning it little by little.
Yeah.
Because that was a big part of all your issues, too. And what you have, see, the doctors are treating the inflammation and the quote, disease. And it really had to do with her kidney. So once we start working on her kidney and then cleaning up her bowel and getting, because she was so irritated, it gradually everything started healing and coming together, and now she's, just amazing. We love it. We love it.
Stories I love.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty dramatic story, and I love the fact that, Bonnie said, my friend was talking to me about Mary Jane for years, and I just said, but isn't that funny?
Right timing.
You hit rock bottom.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Mary Jane was there for you to help pick you up and guide you on the path to being able to do your agility, going on your family vacation.
Go out of the house.
Going out of the house.
Just to leave the house, I actually can go to the store again.
Yeah,
and all
this time she could not go out of the house. Yeah. That's why we did phone consultations, too. She couldn't.
Yes.
She couldn't
make it down. Yeah.
So that's that's pretty amazing. What a special story. I hope you do fantastic at your agility, and I hope you have a fun, fabulous family vacation. You deserve it, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you so much for calling, Bonnie.
So the moral of the story is you don't have to, when you hear that little whisper and somebody's giving you a little message, you don't have to wait, whether it's me or whatever it is. Don't wait till you hit rock bottom, till you do something. Think about you can feel better without having to get that bad and it would take you less time to go to the other side.
Well, it's interesting how she went back to her specialist and none of the drugs were working. And I can't even.
3 years.
I can't even imagine being on that much prednisone. I mean, that's awful.
Oh, she was on more heavy duty drugs.
Yeah. So, and then the doctor's like, well, we, we don't know. This is it. So, yeah. But again, they were catering to the symptoms and not really going to the root cause, which was the kidney.
Well, and they never addressed what she was eating, and she was eating everything that aggravated it. Dairy and wheat, for example. Yeah.
So it's amazing. If you have a question for Mary Jane, I highly recommend you give her a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer shares tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I was enjoying that tune that Benny played.
Sorry about that. It was Coldplay.
Yes. Thank you very much. Huh? Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Naomi's on the phone, and she has a question for Mary J. Naomi, what's your question?
Good afternoon, ladies. My question is, I have a friend who is in the hospital right now. She's kind of comatose. They're saying her brain, she's brain dead. But she's still responsive, sort of. I want to know if there's anything that can be done for something I can pass on to her family.
What happened to her?
She had a massive heart attack and was unconscious for a few minutes before they got to her. We're not sure exactly how long she was unconscious.
How old is she?
She's in her early 70s, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, so then she just didn't have the circulation to her brain is what happened, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, but usually when they're responsive, like squeezing your hand or looking at you, or what do you mean responsive in what way?
she will look at you. She will focus. I mean, you can, in a stern voice, you can talk to her, yeah. And she will look at you, and she'll squeeze your hand or blink her eyes like she's understanding what you're saying.
Yeah. So what are they, the family, thinking about her?
I'm not sure. This is the second week she's been in this state, so I don't know if they're ready to. She's on life support. I'm not sure if they're ready to pull the plug. I was told that she is kind of half in her body.
Yes.
And I've been trying to work with her and, you know, convince her to either come back in the body or just totally leave, so that because at this point I realize that her body is deteriorating.
Yes. So it's all her choice about she may have chosen to leave. And, you know, that's always at a subconscious level.
Right.
And so the thing is, the best thing to do is allow her to do whatever she wants to do.
And it sounded like, Naomi, you kind of are telling her that, you know, if you want to leave, it's okay to leave. We love you. We support you. If you want to stay, we're happy to have you stay. We support you.
Right. Well, she has communicated to me that she has a message for her family. She doesn't want to leave until she gets that message.
Well, that's always the way. They usually don't leave unless everybody's there, or you know, sometimes the family hangs on because they can't let go.
Right.
Do you have an idea what the message is?
I really don't. And I know she has said that she wants them to know that she loves them all very much, but she's making it like it's something majorly important, and she can't go unless she gives that full message. And I've been trying to tune into her. I've been working on tuning into her so that I can get the message so I can pass it on, and she can go ahead on and leave if that's what she wants to do.
Yeah, she, the message just has to do with something about love and support. I think she feels she's gotten quite a bit of it out that she wants to get out. There might be a little more there, but she's hoping that the family will get it on their own, and when then she'll be ready to leave. But it's not much more that she has to let them know, is what I get.
Okay.
So what you can do is you can support her with positive energy and just surround her to clear the way for her to do whatever she desires, and then ask for that message to be clear to you. What is it that she wants to say? And just be quiet and listen and go with whatever words or word you hear.
Right.
And that's what I get. I get she will tell you, and then you will be able to tell the family.
Okay.
So you're in a very important piece of this whole situation, and I have chills just saying that. So there is a big reason why you called in today. And again, I have chills. So you're an important piece. So just tune in. It's not for anybody else to get that message. It's for you to get the message.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Oh, I get chills, too.
Yeah, so just...
Yeah, I've gotten chills just sitting here listening to what you're saying, because it's a confirmation of what I heard before. So,
So just listen for that whisper. It may be just a word or two, and you'll get it.
You'll know.
It may not be like a whole story or sentence. It may be just a word or two, but you will know what it is.
Right.
That's going to happen within the next few days.
All right.
And remember, you do not have to be with her to tune into her. You could do this.
Right. I know that.
Okay.
I know that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Naomi. What a special friend you are to support your friend. And that's the hardest kind of friendship, to be willing to let someone go, to say, it's okay. It's hard to let a person go. It's hard to let a pet go if you have to put your pet down. But being at peace with that allows the other person
to go peacefully. That was a really important call. That was a really important call.
No, and for those of you who may not know, chills, when you get the chills, it's a confirmation.
Yeah.
It's confirmation that
the universe is saying, yes, that's
yes,
it. That's it.
So it's that's pretty powerful stuff. So good for you, Naomi. What a good friend you are.
So there we are. That's, again, it goes along with the positive energy of healing, positive energy of being there for people, being attracting that good energy to do good and make a difference in people's life, whether you're living your life or leaving it or coming into this life. It's every area that you make a difference and tune into.
Yeah, that was a powerful call. And I also got chills when Bonnie called and was telling her story. I got the chills. It was kind of like, I always kid Mom. I'm always like, hey, you're performing miracles everywhere. People are getting miracles because I get to hear the stories. I'm like, where's my miracle, Mary? I'm waiting for my miracle. So I'm still going to wait. I'm waiting for the big one. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm waiting for it.
Not that she doesn't get them all the time.
I know, but I'm waiting for the big one, the big miracle. Because all the stories that she comes home and she'll tell about certain clients, never any names, but just the stories, it's like, wow. And I always give her a bad time. Where's my miracle?
And you know, it's if you've got something going on, if you've been seeing the doctor for years and you still have the same program, I have a group of young fellas, I've talked about them before, and they're in their 20s, and two of them have been seeing doctors for 3 years and no resolution to their issue. And because of the other friend came in, and they're, after a short time on the nutrition, are getting better. And it's not complicated.
How cool is that? Especially for guys, especially young guys
in
their 20s.
I love these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just so tuned in and like really appreciate everything I do and really want to know more and do everything right on target.
Yeah.
So I'm here for you. And it doesn't matter what you have. I know there's many out there who've been listening and waiting to give us a call. It's the time to call because I'm here for you and make a difference in your life and change today.
And gosh, Bonnie's story alone, you know, that's like, hey, that's me. That's me. I know there's a lot of you out there going, oh, my God, that's me.
Yeah.
So give Mary Jane's office a call at 888-777-4232. Make that appointment. Make today the new day. Any other last words?
Just don't put off what you can do today. That's with anything in your life. Make a difference and dream big. And always know that whatever you can dream, you can attract in your life and be better.
All right. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope everybody has a fabulous day. The sun is coming out. The sun is coming out possibly tomorrow. So we look forward to catching you next month on the Transformation Talk Radio.